SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
In this bulletin, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has addressed the US Congress. A typhoon makes landfall in Taiwan with wind gusts of 240 kilometres per hour. And in sport, Australia's flag bearers for the Paris Olympics have been named. With the latest SBS news, I'm Greg Dyatt. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has addressed both chambers of the US Congress, saying America and Israel must stand together, referencing the October 7 attacks by Hamas, when 1,200 people were killed and 251 others taken hostage. He called it a day that will live in infamy. Thousands of demonstrators gathered outside the US Capitol building, demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Mr. Netanyahu called the demonstrators Iran's useful idiots.
When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
The speech comes after 9 months of Israel's campaign in Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry puts the number of people killed there at more than 39,000. The treatment of people in New Zealand's state and faith-based care institutions has been described as a national disgrace after a long-awaited report was handed down. It found that at least 200,000 children and vulnerable adults were abused while in care over a 70-year period. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, says the victims are heard and believed.
The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care report is of historical significance to New Zealand. It is the result of the largest and most complex public inquiry ever held on our shores. And because of this, the content needs to be considered with respect and with care. It cannot be rushed. This is a dark and sorrowful day in New Zealand's history. And as a society and as a state, we should have done better. And I am determined that we will do so.
The New Zealand government will deliver an official apology in November. A typhoon has made landfall in Taiwan with wind gusts of up to 240 kilometres per hour. Schools and shopping centres are closed and the streets deserted. Travellers like Pedro Torres tried to fly out of Taipei before the typhoon hit.
I know that if I don't get out right now, that means I'm going to be stuck in the city for at least 3 to 4 extra days. So I just prefer to get out even if it's more expensive because I'm going to spend that money anyways on staying here.
Over $100 million is to be spent over the next 4 years to finalise and implement the recommendations of Australia's Multicultural Framework Review. The review, which took 12 months and heard from hundreds of people and community groups, has made 29 recommendations. Dr. Hass Dalal, the chair of the Multicultural Framework Review, says it will help governments.
The report also sets a new benchmark for government on how to engage with community as a whole. It also reminds us that multiculturalism stems out of Australian democracy, which confers rights and is based on the premise that all people of Australia should have an overriding and unifying commitment to Australia and a shared responsibility to its interest and its future.
The government has yet to finalise its position on all recommendations, but says it's committed to the key principles of connection, identity and belonging, and inclusion. Celebrations have erupted in Utah as the International Olympic Committee announced that Salt Lake City is the host of the 2034 Winter Olympic Games. The US city, which hosted the 2002 Winter Games, earned 83 votes out of 89 at the IOC session. And in Olympic news, paddler Jessica Fox and hockey veteran Eddie Ockenden will lead the Australian Olympic team as flag bearers at the opening ceremony in Paris. The pair was announced by chef de mission Anna Mears at a special ceremony at the Paris Mint. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS news.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.